Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Wednesday afternoon, the 18th of May. This hour of the program, Andre Lee Ellis will be joining us. He is a grassroots activist who a couple years ago founded We Got This. It's located in the 53206 zip code here in Milwaukee, considered the worst place in America, he says, to raise a black child. He's doing so many things. One of the projects is a community garden near the corner of 9th and Ring Streets in Milwaukee's 53206 area. Young men come to work in the garden, each receiving $20 from donations and also from Andre's own pocket for gardening and cleanup work. It's really a summer jobs program for neighborhood young men. He's working on purchase of a foreclosed house in the area, which would serve as a resource center and a safe place to go after school to do homework, to get tutoring and mentoring help. It would be a neighborhood center. He would like to teach the young men construction skills by having them renovate the house. He's also founder and managing director of Andre Lee Ellis and Company, which is a local theater group. Andre was honored by Steve Harvey at the Steve Harvey Show in January of this year, where he was named as a Harvey's hero for his work in the community and the impact that he has had on the young people in the community and a group of young men from the community, which he has been working with, also appeared on the show to thank him in person. So he will be with us momentarily to talk about the problems faced by young men in this community, complex problems. They often don't have positive role models. And when you talk about solutions to crime and poverty, Andre says you have to discuss all the issues surrounding it, like mental illness, incarceration, and homelessness. He's done an amazing job of mentoring young people. They have posted a billboard in the neighborhood with the young people who are working in the program seeing themselves on a billboard, which was pretty thrilling for many of them. And he's done a great deal of work and has a lot to say about education in Central City. So we'll be speaking with him momentarily, and we'll be welcoming phone calls. Here's how you reach the show, as you always can, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org, and we're on Facebook as well, where we always love to read your messages, and that's the Kathleen Dunn Show. Hour two of our program today, we'll talk about healthy food. When a product says healthy on the label or on packaging, what does it really mean? The Food and Drug Administration is reevaluating, and they're asking for public comment on the definition of healthy and when the word can be used to market the product. We'll be speaking the second hour of the show with a registered dietitian and clinical associate professor of nutrition at Boston University, who's the author of a number of books on nutrition, including Nutrition and You and Nutrition from Science to You. This all stemmed from an interesting case of a company that was putting forward a product that was a snack kind of product, and it wasn't meeting the definition of healthy because nuts were in the product, and yet now we know that nuts are important. So they won their suit, and they can now say that their product is healthy, but we'll be looking at a redefinition of healthy foods and also a look at sugar and how much sugar can be in a product. If you can still put the label, if it's got more than 10% sugar, does it have to have 5% sugar? Certainly cereals fall quite a bit in this category, so we will be discussing that as well. So it should be an interesting couple hours. We've done several shows on young African-American men who are facing very high rates of incarceration and extremely difficult lives here in the city of Milwaukee. So we'll look forward to speaking with Andre about the work that he has been doing. He lives in the neighborhood. And he just saw people in the neighborhood having a rough time, and the program that he put together is something that just kind of appeared, really. And the money just kind of appeared as well, and people show up to give money on the Saturdays when people are coming to work in the garden, and mentors. Very important to have mentoring help, and there have been a number of African-American men who are successful, who had life circumstances similar to the young kids that Andre is working with, and they have become mentors to the young men who live in this neighborhood, and that can sometimes, as we all know, make all the difference in the world. So we'll be interested in finding out how things are going for this community house, whether or not they've been able to do some work on the foreclosed property in the neighborhood, and hear more about the young black men who are in leadership roles who can say to these youngsters, I've been there, I've been through this process, this is how I got to the position that I'm in now. They've done a really neat thing. I don't know if they're doing this year or not, but they have young people who live in the neighborhood. They all get very dressed up. They wear tuxedos and with their mentors take a couple buses to downtown Milwaukee and go out to a very fancy dinner where they are all dressed up and learning a little bit of etiquette and having terrific conversation and important conversation, certainly a night that many of them will remember for some time to come. So we'll be talking about all of that tomorrow on our program. We're just waiting for our guests to arrive in case you can't tell. Tomorrow we will be talking during this hour about space again. We really love our space shows. We'll be joined by astrophysicists who will talk about recently discovered planets in the habitable zone of a nearby star. So that is one of the hours that we'll be having tomorrow, and we love doing those shows, and I think many of you love to hear about science shows as well. So that will be our conversation during this hour tomorrow, and by the end of the second hour, I'll tell you what the second hour tomorrow will be, because we'll certainly know about it by then. But our thoughts to you this hour, as we again explore the issue of what do we do about the very high poverty rates in the central city of Milwaukee, the school situation, the crime that's in this part of the city, the young people who really do need mentors, the very high incarceration rate. What is it that we could do? We've talked to some really fabulous young African-American men who are doing terrific work in this part of the city, and we've been featuring those people on the show for the last couple months. Today, yet another person, but it's such a difficult problem, and so we welcome your deep thoughts about this and what you see as solutions. What are the solutions to this? What do we need to explore here that we haven't yet explored? What needs to be done that hasn't been done? We'll talk about the obvious, and that's the loss of employment, the jobs that used to be in this part of the city, certainly when I moved here a number of years ago, that gradually have left the manufacturing base where we had good family-supporting jobs, and they don't exist anymore. So we will talk about what efforts may be underway to bring jobs back to the city, what young people can do to put a little money in their pockets so they're not doing things where you may be able to more easily put money into your pocket, but it can lead you to jail yourself. So that will be a lot to put on our plate this hour. Andre began a Facebook campaign in order to get some funds for these young people to be able to do the gardening work. And he says that we always have the money to be able to pay the young children who are there. Some of them certainly are teenagers. He is known in the community as Old School, and there's a picture of him with a t-shirt on that says Old School. He's insistent that the young people be on time for work on Saturday mornings. They have to be there by 8 a.m., and if they're not there by 8 a.m., then they are not allowed to participate. Andre says the young brothers come with so much fire in their eyes. Each week I watch them relax more and more into their own lives. And before you know it, many of them are getting there early in order to work. The billboard campaign was at 12th and Walnut, and it was a celebration of the children who live in the 53206 area. They had been told that they were worst of the bunch, and within 1 year they went, as I was telling you that story, from jeans to tuxedos, went from walking the streets to now being posted in the air and letting you know that they're no longer just boys in the hood. They're gentlemen. They are young people who are on the billboard. Again, our phone number for you to join the conversation with Andre is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. The email is talk@wpr.org, and our Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show. And Andre Sounds like he's playing the harmonica, but he's just turning his phone off. It's a great sound on your phone to have the harmonica. Andre, thank you very much for being with us. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So sorry. Good.
It's all right. You found your way here, and it's good to have you on the air. So I filled people in about all about you and what you've been doing. But I'm wondering if you've been able, some of the news reports I read about you are a little bit older. Were you able to purchase that foreclosed house to make a neighborhood center?
We didn't purchase a foreclosed house. It was actually sort of donated to us. There's some taxes owed on the houses, so some things are going back and forth a little bit. So once that's all worked out, we'll have a house, though.
So you'd like to have a neighborhood center in this 53206 area?
I think we would rather have a home in a neighborhood that everybody can gather at to solve issues and celebrate and live together, you know, have resources for the people that lack a little bit.
Yeah. So tell me about the garden. Did you just one day think, oh, this would be a great idea to make the neighborhood look more beautiful? I think we ought to get everybody together and do a garden?
No, that's not what happened. I moved to the neighborhood, Ninth and Ring, in November 2011. My wife and I and my grandson, Peanut, he was about three or four years old at the time. Mm-hmm. And the first week that we were there, I went out the house to the store across the street. And when I came back into the house, immediately rang out bullets, gunshots. Very so loud and real, unlike I never heard before. Oh. That I thought it was me, that I had to stand still for a minute. And once my wife and I realized it wasn't me, we looked outside, there's a young man dead in the streets.
Oh, my.
And as I watched that unfold, my heart just wept. And then there was an empty lot next to the house, and there were two raised garden beds and a compost bin in it, but it looked like it hadn't been used, you know. So I had started talking to some of the neighbors right there at that scene, you know, at that death scene, life started. And we started planting food there and started meeting there and started coming, and that became the point where we come to when we need to solve things. When we heard gunshots, different things, trying to address the drug dealing in the community, things like that, we came to the garden. And as we grew food and started eating the food together, you know, we started feeling better about ourselves. And so now we're growing our own food and feeling better about ourselves. And violence is down on our block.
Is it?
We still have things happening in the area, but on our block, we used to be number three in the highest crime area, you know, for the city. We're down to around number 15, 16, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 years, you know, we used to average a lot of calls to the police station. We're down to none.
That's quite remarkable.
I mean, and it's all because people started talking to each other, not about each other. You know, the news sometimes talks about us. And I say to my friends, if we want to keep loving each other, don't turn on the news.
Yeah. So all of these young people gathered, and maybe they are now, school is still in session, they're gathering to work on the garden. They have gathered on Saturday mornings to come and work.
Not just to work on the garden, they work in the garden, but they also clean the neighborhood up. But we also eat and we share great stories, and we have great mentors that come in and speak to the kids. We're offering some really, really good programs, especially this summer. I'm so excited about what we're going to be doing.
What are you doing?
Ring.
All right.
We're going to be bringing bicycle repair to the garden. And so we're looking for institution places and people that will donate bicycles to us that the kids can repair, refurbish, and then we can give away to each of the kids. You know, I think if more kids have bikes to ride this summer, the less of them that are hopping the cars with their buddies who may not have driver license,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be more of them who may drive to find some honest work to do. They can ride their bike to McDonald's. And kids like to be in shape and look good and feel good. So a bicycle is a privilege and an honor to them. So
that's great.
We want to teach literacy more in the garden. We bring a reading to the garden, a program we're calling Roll, Read Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
Telling our boys to, even if you can't read, try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get there.
And I know you've been wanting to teach skills because we are in an age where it's valuable to have a skill so you can get employment. The bicycle repair thing is great, isn't it? Because skill learning will be involved with that.
It's a category I call honest hustle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's an honest hustle that allows you to keep living, and there's a bad hustle that takes your life, you know, one way or the other. But the skills part is very good because a lot of our kids, if they can fix bikes, they'll learn to fix cars. They learn to fix cars, right. They'll learn to fix pipes. They learn to fix pipes, they'll learn to build airplanes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So tell me about that path in the road where you've either got an honest hustle or you've got a bad hustle. How do you go one way? How do you go the other? And how do you get back from having gone the wrong way?
Choice. It's all choice. You know, I mean, and some of it is just stopping. Don't do nothing for a minute. Watch it. Look at yourself. Look at that situation. Look at that moment. And what happened when you didn't do nothing? Nothing happened. Take it from there.
You talk about the circumstances, and there are enormous obstacles that a lot of people in this area of the city have to face. One is a real lack of jobs. There just aren't all the jobs that used to be there since I've lived in this city just aren't there anymore. You've got enormous poverty. You have families that have broken, so you have a lot of moms who are raising their kids. It sometimes seems insurmountable. You've been able to bring in mentors. What else do you need to bring in to be able to lift people from poverty?
A program, you know, a campaign we're calling The Good Life. We're going to call it the Good Life Campaign. And the Good Life Campaign is where we point out what's good about life. We know what's bad about life. We don't always have to be the poorest and the bad and the worst and the statistic for that. Sometimes we can talk about the joy, you know, outside of the pain, because there is some. There's a lot of really, really good people living down where I live. And
I'm
when,
sure.
When we let joy be the motivator, we get through a whole lot. So I know that the jobs, the lack of jobs seem to be the things that people cry about the most. But right on the block where you live, you can begin to create your own jobs initiative. You grown-ups take $5 each and put it in a pile, take $20 and pay a kid to sweep the leaves up on the block each week. You've created your own jobs initiative. And you can make sure you do it. Just think of something you can sacrifice that you don't need to do anymore. Put that focus there. Give it to a kid. Next thing you know, you'll have 10 kids, and you'll find that there's enough to pay them all. And where you can't get it, just ask. It'll show up.
That's what's amazing about this gardening story. You started with a small group of kids, and all of a sudden, the next week it was 14, and the next week it was 20,
man.
And the next week it was 100.
And
where did the money come
from? The money came from
up.
You. From you, and if you didn't, get with the program. But it sure did. We got this. That's where it came from. Great people in... who would drive from all over on a Saturday just from seeing a picture on Facebook. The children would have to gather on Saturdays. 8 o'clock is the time. No, 8:00.1 is late. I just don't tolerate it. Once the gate is closed, even if you run in front of me right when I just closed the gate, you're late. You have to be in. There's no go ahead. You get by. You start that, it's done.
Yeah.
8 o'clock is the time. Get there early. If it mean anything to you, get there. We never have a problem with the kids being too late. One or two. You know, out of 100 boys, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got 100 of them already there.
Yeah.
By 8 o'clock on a Saturday. Work for 4 hours, get paid $5 an hour. We take a picture of all of us together there, and we put a post on Facebook. This is the only advertisement we do.
It's amazing.
We put a picture on Facebook, and we say at 8:15, and we say by 12 o'clock, we need $20 to pay each person in this picture. You know? And there's never been a Saturday that the people didn't come and make sure that the people went.
What's the Facebook site?
Our website is we got www.wegotthismke.com. We got www.wegotthismke.com. And the Facebook page, my personal is Andre Lee Ellis, but there is a We Got This MKE page as well.
All right, that's the place to go to. You were recently on the Steve Harvey Show. You got a Hero Award. Can you talk about that?
It wasn't so recent. That was in January. Is that recent still?
Sure it is.
Okay, I was recently on it.
Real recently. Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, it was had... I was more excited for the boys that got the chance.
They got to go to...
It escalated their life. Every boy that went is doing well in his life. Mm-hmm. It gave him some sort of prestige. You know, how many other people in the world are going to run into to say I was a part of that moment in the Steve Harvey Show in history? You know, so they got to take that back to the hood where they say it's the worst place to raise a black child. We're defying that. We're showing that it's not the worst place. It may be bad, but it's not the worst. And if we work on it being better, it can go from being bad even. So we just have to keep working on the bad. That's what we're doing.
How did Harvey find you?
I have no idea.
Really?
I just went. And boy, am I glad.
I'll bet you are.
I only answered questions. I didn't ask them.
Tell me about the billboard. I wish the billboard could be up all the time. Is it up now?
It's on Fond du Lac Avenue right there on Oak Street.
Okay.
Oak Street and Fond du Lac on the side of the Friendship Club over there, which is a club where a lot of adults go to fight the social ills that plague us and get treatment and have fun. And I don't want to misrepresent it, so I'm going to stop right there. But it's a great place to go, and the billboard is hanging there. But that moment was because but that moment came after I'd been in the hospital the week of the Black Tuxedo event. I was in the hospital.
Oh.
That's a long story, so we don't have a lot of time. I won't get into that. But and we were taking a big picture downtown, and I looked up and I saw the big letters in the sky, PKSD. And I always believe that your blessings are right in front of your eyes. The law firm PKSD logo was in there, so I told the photographer, get that picture. So when we got that and saw that, I took it to them and asked them to partner with us to make that billboard. And when you look at that billboard, you see us and PKSD. And that's how the billboard came. But it was really this purpose. The black boys, little black boys, look down at the ground too much and hold their pants while they're walking. They need to look up in the air so that they can see their existence and look further than the moment that they're walking in. And even sometimes it may be better to just drop the pants and step out of them and keep walking, or just walk and hold them and trust that you're all right. So the billboard was so that they could look up and see themselves higher than where they ever saw themselves and say, wow.
Mm.
And then I had a mother come to me, and she was crying, and she said, Mr. Andre, and she was crying, and I was like, why are you crying? So she said, I'm happy, I'm so happy. She said, my son is not on, his face is not on a T-shirt that says R.I.P., which means rest in peace. She said, it's up in the air for something good.
Hmm. That's pretty traumatic, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's not traumatic. That's beautiful. That's a good place to be when you watch everybody else around you lose their children.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you've done a lot of work in schools, too, and schools that are in this area, and you have a lot to say about education. You're a believer in public education, but the number of resources that schools are getting in the Central City is not very great, and the teachers are pretty much overwhelmed with some of the issues that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. What do we do about that? You know, we got this sort of unfair system of education. If you're in a wealthy area, you got terrific, you know, learn any language you want. You've got terrific programs in drama and everything. If you don't, it's much harder.
You know, but the thing about that is, It takes creativity, one way or another, whether you got money or you don't. When we were kids and we wanted a skateboard, I don't even remember where we got the wheels from, but somehow we got a board and wheels. We would take a pair of roller skates, take the wheels off of them, and nail them to the bottom of the board, and then that turned into a skateboard for us, you know? And that didn't hurt anybody. You know, a few nails in the road, a couple tires slashed maybe, but...
Right.
For the most part, we had a lot of fun being creative. And I think the neighborhoods, I live near La Follette Street School on 9th and Ring, 53206 zip code. And that's where we got this incorporated, the community garden is too, right on the corner. But La Follette is this big old edifice that is right in the middle of the hood, but it's beautiful. And it's supposed to be a learning institution for kids to go to, and preferably in the neighborhood. You'd like to see them walk into school. So what I've thought is, and what we're trying to do, is pull the parents out of the house in the morning. So we're starting what is called morning coffee. It's kind of end of the year, so we can start at the beginning of the year off really, really going. Introduce it right now. And morning coffee is where parents come. We have coffee or juice together at the school at 7 a.m. And then when it's time for the kids to start coming, we go out into the streets and cheer them on to school. Cheer them on. So he started out feeling better. Let's do that for a while and see if it brings the temperature up a little bit, the gauge of higher learning. You know, I think the houses, the businesses, the churches, the government, the school system, all in its entirety, all have to honestly get together, communicate, and work out a plan for the schools right near them, I think.
Yeah. We're going to welcome phone calls for you, and we'll do that in just one moment. I also know that you have a theater company, I believe, too. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
You got a lot going on in your life.
I like it like that.
Yeah, it's good. Good. Good for you. Our guest is Andre Lee Ellis. He's the founder of We Got This, a grassroots effort to employ and empower young African Americans in the city of Milwaukee. He's also the founder of a theater company, managing director of Andre Lee Ellis and Company. He's been honored on the Steve Harvey Show, and he has a lot to say about how we make life a whole lot better. For people who need life to be a whole lot better. To your phone calls in a moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's go to phone calls for our guest. Our number is 800-486-8655. Andre Lee Ellis is with us, and we start with Chris in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Hi, afternoon.
Actually, it's afternoon,
it
isn't
is, Chris.
It?
Yeah, it is.
And my big garden is going insane. I think this is absolutely fabulous, and I think that Scott Walker ought to allocate $250 million to the University of Wisconsin to clone and bottle this guy and pass him around the inner city of Milwaukee. That would probably solve some problems. And it would give the money back to the university. I lived in the inner city of Milwaukee after I lost my house on the east side for 2.5 years. And I want him to address two things. First, I was asking why there aren't any girls involved in the program. And the second thing is where the vegetables go. And I wanted him to address the issue of the dearth of decent grocery stores mm-hmm. in the inner city. There's a desert there of food, and a lot of people don't have transportation, and so they're stuck eating all the garbage at these little grocery stores where there's no fresh produce. If you're lucky, if you get onions and potatoes, and there's very limited selection of meats or fish. There's probably no fish, hardly. And it's really, nutrition is a huge part of this issue. So that's all I have to say. Have a
Thanks.
Nice day.
Thank you, Chris. Andre.
Okay, I'm going to address that. You know, they're at the Garden on 9th and Ring with the Summer Jobs Initiative. It is for boys ages 12 to 16. That's the age bracket. But we were just given some, we were donated some space on the 37th and Cherry, which is a different area. And Pastor Jerry Reeves and his wife gave us some space. They gave it to us. We got nice. The deed. It's ours. And we're going to build another garden there. But then that program is going to be open for boys and girls there. So we'll start there one thing at a time. And we're excited about that. Now, as far as the vegetable goes, here's what's exciting. The vegetables that grow in our garden, we give them away to the neighbors for free.
Nice.
For free.
Nice. And what about grocery stores? It is true, there aren't very many grocery stores in the central city of Milwaukee. Why?
I'm not sure why. I think that's economic. I think I don't know if that's how licenses are granted or not granted, whatever. All of that political stuff is, I don't know. But I do know that if everybody had a garden in their backyard, everybody could make soup. The good thing about soup is it can be frozen, so it can make it through the wintertime, too. So mm-hmm. you can store soup up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if we keep arguing about the grocery stores, when we could be putting more emphasis on growing good food, healthy food, and eating food right in the soil. You can, Victory Gardens is an initiative that for $25, they'll come to your home and they'll put that raised bed right in wherever you designate it. They'll come and put it there. Then all you got to do is go plant some food, water it, love it. Wait for it to grow. It's natural. It'll do it. And I think that that'll help. And the issue of business is that the garden can be lucrative. A lot of restaurants like those squash blossoms. You can collaborate, especially as a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
A fundraising aspect for your garden is that you can collaborate with restaurants and sell them your jalapenos and your habanero peppers and things like that that can bring cash money to your venture to help you employ other people or strengthen your programming or stay alive.
Yeah. Where did you learn to be a top-notch gardener?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I'm still not a top
notch
gardener.
You just plowed right in.
I just love. I just talk and think and love. I do. And then God told me to do that garden, and He just brings all the great people. It's not just me. There's some really good people that come and work in a garden who know what they're doing, and I'm blessed to have them. But the other place that I learned it is people like Will Allen. I admire him and watch him and look at his whole life and just I'm blessed to know him personally even. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Let's go next to Claire in Madison. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Andre.
Hey.
Kathleen, I love it when you do shows like this, and I'm going to sound like a bleeding heart liberal, and I don't care. I'm a white lady, Andre.
Mm-hmm.
I am proud of you for what you're doing for these kids, and I hear the joy in your voice. I hear the joy that you're getting out of what you're doing for these kids, and they're just kids. They just need a little hope and a little purpose in life. And what really bothers me about the political talk these days is, you know, judging people. Oh, what a bunch of losers. Get a job. Well, look at what Andre has done with little funding and a little imagination and a lot of love and helping so many kids. And I think this is just so fantastic, and I would love to see it grow all over Milwaukee and places like Madison and other places that need it, because these kids need a purpose in life. And just to be shown a little love. And I'm so happy you're doing that for them, Andre.
Thank you. That's cool. and we are doing it. But let me tell you, this is not just for the kids. It's for the families. It's for the single mothers. Once I had 100 boys in the garden, and I asked the question, how many of you don't know your mother, your father, don't know your father? 90 of them raised their hand. How many of you know your father but don't have a relationship with him? Another 5 joined them. Only 5 boys knew their father and had a relationship out of 100. That's when I always take the positive over the negative, no matter how much it hurts. I immediately grasped onto the thought, then I have to be father to 95.
Mm. So where are their fathers under?
All over the place. Some of our returning programs like this are helping them to join us. Many of them are incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are passed away. You know what I mean? Many of them are dealing with some other kind of issues. There's a lot of issues out here. And some of them may have started other families and moved out of town. You know, it may be many reasons for that. But that's not where we're going to dwell. I'm always going to snatch the positive. I tell the boys, there's somebody who can father you, who wants to really just be a mentor and a great force in your life. Identify that person and love them back for real as if they were really your dad.
And where do you found a lot of mentors, too, haven't you? They're an important part of this. Where have you found all of those people? Do you need more of those people?
All right, we always do. But I believe that old scripture, all that I have need of, thy hands I've provided. And no, I'm not a religious person. I'm just a believer. You know what I mean? There's a lot of reasons you shouldn't even let me come through the church doors. But I'm...
Well, you're living the gospel. There's no doubt about that.
I love my life. Say the question again. That's not a lie.
Thanks very much, Claire, for the call. Tell me about this theater company.
Okay. I've been in theater since early 80s. Hansberry Sands Theater Company.
Sure.
That's where I started.
Ah.
And then left Milwaukee, went to school in New York, Herbert Berghoff School of the Arts. Then moved to Atlanta, Georgia, worked in theater there for a while. Moved back to Milwaukee as artistic director of Hansberry Sands for a couple of years. And then moved to L.A. for a year, came back to Milwaukee and started Andre Lee Ellison Company. And then done it for a while. It's been about 3 years now since we've done a production. This gardening has just captivated my life. It made me forget about any life I ever had before this, what I'm doing now, because to watch my community change the way it is, you should come over one day. I came to your radio station. Come sit.
All right, you're
come
on.
Sit in the garden one
I'll do
day.
It. I'll
you,
do it.
You should come get that.
All right. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And there is, I'm wondering about the role. I was interested that you were in the arts, because there is something about you know, I'm thinking about Hamilton on Broadway and the young people who are coming to see that show. I'm thinking about Fences at the Milwaukee Repertory Theater and hopeful that some of the people you work with have been able to be seeing that show. There's something about seeing something on stage that can transform your life, too, I believe.
Yeah, and it's memorable. It plants a picture in your head. It gives you a place to go to when you need to go to it. Or, you know, sometimes it shows up when you least expect it. You know, it becomes a useful memory, you know. Yeah. And theater saved my life, you know.
Did it?
I wasn't a happy child necessarily, you know. Bill, dark skinned, nappy haired little boy with big old eyes and bright shiny teeth, you know. I got teased a lot. I never got bullied, but I got teased, verbal abuse.
Where did you grow up, Hunter?
I grew up in Lapham Projects on 6th and Brown, which I think is now called the Carver Townhomes or something like that. Townhouses. But I grew over there, and my skin color wasn't except by my own people. I was called black everything, you know what I mean? Then my mother at 7 years old taught me a Langston Hughes poem, and that poem saved my life, and I remember that poem, and to this day I say it wherever it is. It's a little bitty poem too. Can I say it?
Of course you can.
It's "I Too Sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh, eat well, and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen den. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed, for I too am America."
Bravo. Very, very nice. So you first heard that and something clicked.
It clicked. My mother said, whenever they call you a name, say that poem to them. Just say it. That's when I knew I could take directions. That's how I know theater was the place for me. She gave me that direction. I started performing it. They'd say, "You black." I said, "I too sing America." I start saying the poem, and now I'm at the table.
You need to do
it. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Did now you're at that? The table.
I'm at the table.
I know you are. I know you are.
I am. I'm at the table. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. I think you need to do another show.
I do want to do a show. I want to put little black boys on stage to tell their own stories.
Right.
And just kind of choreograph it and weave it and tell it like it is. That series I like to do. And use young black boys to talk about the real issue. Let their voices be heard, because we talk about them and we plan for them. But do we hear them? When have you had them come on your show?
They have been.
And you invited them today, but they're in school.
Yes. Yeah. No, we've done a series of programs with young people who are doing, you know, and God bless them. Let's hear about these people.
Anthony
let's hear
LaPointe.
About what they're doing. Yeah.
Anthony LaPointe, who is the Youth of the Year at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, is also a product of We Got This and Operation Dreams. Young man, 17 years old, profound, outstanding. Have him come.
All right. We will. Give us the list. We'll do it. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Andre Lee Ellis is our guest. He is founder of We Got This, a community program that has so many aspects to it, and he's founding and managing director of Andre Lee Ellis & Company, honored by Steve Harvey on a recent show in January, as were quite a few of the young men who are on the program as well. Pat is calling from Richland. Hi, Pat.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, Pat.
Have you guys heard the phrase, the fabric of a community? You know, and then some people will say, like, to reweave the fabric of a community.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new phrase to you, too?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Good, because no matter how rich a society is, there's a necessary component that money can't buy, and you, sir, are the best example I have seen that can almost be quantified to that factor of reweaving the fabric of a community. I mean, everybody deserves, you deserve a lot of thanks. How good does it feel to know that you're adding that kind of genius part to reweave the fabric of the community by appealing to the human nature and being decent?
Well, we keep waiting on a Jesus that ain't coming. We got to go get him. You know what I mean? And that's what life is about. It's about getting up and going to get it. If you get up, go get it. Every day, make that a campaign for your own personal self. So it feels good to be able to say to a group of people who are told you're miserable, but within that, get their attention in such a great way that I can motivate them to say you're better than that. And every day, just keep saying that you're better than that every day. And remember, we're better than that. And hollering down the street, you're better than that. You know what I mean? And every day we create a new campaign, but it feels really good. I don't feel good if others don't. I'm here now. And if she started coughing and falling over and fall out of her seat, I wouldn't feel good. But if she got up and she played some music and got up and started dancing, I'd stand up and start dancing with her. And that'd be better than getting an attitude and fighting against her because she likes to dance. So I don't know if I went off base or answered your question.
It was a beautiful answer. Let's talk also, though, about what it is that society needs to do. Your spirit is incredible. What you're doing as a human being is phenomenal. But it seems as though there are a lot of other issues at work in our society. Evictions are a huge problem in the 53206. There's a book just written about it that put all this national attention on something that we all should have known because it's happening all the time. People are struggling to get enough food to eat. Young people just don't have many jobs in order to have some money in their pocket, so it's easier to maybe sell drugs where you can make a whole lot of money quickly, etc. As a society, I mean, if everybody were like you, things would be rather different. What is it we're missing? What is it that we need to do to change all of this, Andre?
Don't let everybody be like me. Let everybody be themselves and accept each other for that, because it's a lot of people better than me doing stuff greater that may not be getting the attention. And certainly, Lord have mercy, been doing it a lot longer. The old lady on the block that's been sewing winter socks for everybody and giving them away as a Christmas present each Christmas and haven't missed a beat. We don't know about her, but they're doing it. You know what I mean? So The accolades have to go to the whole. Everybody got to get credit for it. There's no big eye, no little, you know, one person. We all going to die, you know?
Yeah.
It has to go to everybody feel good about it. So then if they give me the darn award, then ain't too many people mad about it. Most of them happy and clapping and glad. Yeah, Andre manages well. You know, it's sort of a form of management over there. The other thing about the garden is that we're going to create business opportunities. Like the garden, now that we have the fence, we'll be able to do things where we can have vendors come and set up their own personal, like people who bake cookies, people who make socks, people who sew hats and scarves, people who write poetry and put it on a cup, you know, whatever it is, and have a market over there every Saturday or once a month, whatever the plan allows. Then people can make money that way.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of vacant houses in our community. Imagine if those houses, when we talk about affordable housing, here's one of the problems, I think, is that you charge a lot of single mothers who may have a lot of children and need the space. And initially will say, yeah, I need the space, so they come up with the money to be able to move in. And once they are in, money gets tight. And so they get behind on the rent and they can't pay it. And by the end of the year, they owe $2,000-$4,000. And then so it's tax time. So they're promising, I'll catch up with my taxes. And when the taxes come, all of the taxes have to go to paying off that note so that you don't get evicted. So they have to start over again and live a whole year and work that way just to get enough money to pay off the taxes so you don't get evicted. So we got to come up with a way to make affordable housing the affordable housing. Have people pay the rent they can afford to pay. How do we get that? You know, the city-owned properties that are just sitting there, somebody can purchase them. You get to purchase them for cheap, get them up to code. But if a single mother with six children in a four-bedroom house can always come up with $500 a month, then let's find a way to pay for it, even if it's with rent assistance on top of it. But let's really get there and not overtax her at the end of the year. Let her not have to pay her bills off. Get people to the point where they don't have to pay their bills off with their taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can celebrate.
Yeah. Our number is 800-486-8655. James in Lake County, Illinois. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Ace?
Hi, how you doing?
The only thing I can say right now is God bless you. And one thing you got to do, instead of saying African-American, just say American, period. That's all we are.
All right. I got you, man.
Thanks, James, for your call. We'll continue our conversation in a moment on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Andre Lee Ellis is our guest this hour. He is founder of We Got This, and he is also founder and managing director of the Andre Lee Ellis and Company, which is a local theater group. You've heard him talk about all that he's involved in, and it is substantial. I wanted to, before, because I know there are going to be people who are going to have bicycles for you, and I was wondering, where should all those bicycles go, Andre?
They can direct them to We Got This. They can,
All right.
My telephone number is 414-779-2476. Again, that's 779-2476. And feel free to give me a call, you know, and we work out how to make that switch.
Okay. All right. I just think that's a great thing. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
To be able to know how to do all of those things, too, it's skills I think that all human beings should have, that we just don't know how to fix houses. We don't know how to fix cars or bicycles or anything. It's wonderful to have those skills.
You know what else I want to give the kids?
What?
A harmonica.
Oh, yeah. I was listening
That's
to your harmonica.
On the phone.
Do you play the harmonica?
No, they need to, though. I think it'll be better than hearing them cussing on the bus stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody might like it, and you might hear the sound of the harmonica in the air all the time.
Yeah, I love harmonicas.
That matches the birds chirping.
All right, so you need somebody to teach harmonica.
I do teach harmonica, donate harmonicas.
Okay, donate harmonicas as well. I've never heard anybody ask for that for a contribution, I must say.
I just want useful objects. This is the useful objects campaign.
Exactly. Wendy in Madison. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just curious. I'm from Milwaukee originally, and many, many years ago, my parents were involved with Father Grappi, and if you have any insight into why, even 50 years later, Milwaukee has such a dynamic that's so unfortunate for not moving forward into having a less racially segregated city. And then my other question is, where can we send monies to help support your program?
Well, I'll answer the second question first, so make sure we get it in. Time's going short, but We Got This Incorporated. The website is www.wegotthismke.com. www.wegotthismke.com. Facebook page, Andre Lee Ellis, or We Got This MKE.
You got that?
Yeah,
Wendy? Good.
I do.
Okay.
And I hope everybody else got it, too.
Okay, and Wendy, about the 50-year later question, I'll answer you. I'll say this here. I think it's an American problem. I think all over America we haven't moved forward as much. And until we all really, really begin to represent, you can see that even in this political climate with this campaign, that it's just people. Because it's not about black, white, green, or yellow necessarily now. Even friends are telling and talking to each other in the worst way and telling intimate details of their lives. And then going to come back and act like it's normal to live after doing all that bashing. You know what I mean? So it's an American problem. And I think right where you live, because on my block, I don't have those problems. You know what I mean? Where I live, because we're working together, we don't take government funding. So the government is not on our block. And the reason we don't take government funds is not because it's a bad thing, but because I think we need to learn to operate without waiting for somebody to bring us something. Mm-hmm. I don't want to open up that conversation. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm trying to do, because we're being strengthened by the thought. We don't need to be told how bad it is to do that. We recognize that that's not the route we want to go. Some other people, that may be working for them. And in some cases, I think the government needs that to happen in order for to keep the budgets right. So, hey, that's another can you don't want to open up.
Is there something that we have about a minute left peculiar about Milwaukee? Because you've talked about 53206 being the worst place to raise an African-American youth.
Well, that's what they said in the statistics, you know, the statistics were put out there. And that's same about the same time that God gave birth to this program. But if I could say to anybody, anything is that the hope is this. The hope is this, is if you let love be the main motivator in your life, then you'll be the successor or the benefits of love. And so every day that I walk the streets, no matter how bad it is, I see beautiful. I look up the hill from my house, I see beautiful. I look down the streets from my house, I see beautiful. On the block where I live, live on the, I am the change that needs to be on the block where I live. I'm helping to make the changes that the people need to see on the block where I live.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the way to end the show, because you've already done Langston Hughes. So,
and that was my own.
Yeah, I know. Thank you so much for being with us. Our guest this hour, Andre Lee Ellis. And again, we'll give you that website where you can get more information about all the programs he's doing. And if you have a bicycle that you could donate, they're certainly in need of bicycles. So it's www.wegotthismke.com. We got this. MKE.com, and you can find him on Facebook as well. And his name is Andre, A-N-D-R-E, Lee, L-E-E, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. We thank him for what he's doing and for what his phenomenal energy, and look forward to a theater performance in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much to Scotty Myers for producing this hour, to Scotty as well for on-air production here in our studios in downtown Milwaukee. We have news coming up momentarily from National Public Radio, and then we invite you to stay with us for hour two of our program. Healthy food we're talking about, not only grow a garden, but some of us buy some things in the grocery store, too. What should it mean when a product says healthy?